You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Remember back now to the days when presidential promises could literally shoot the moon.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills.
Lift off. We have lift off at 9:30.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
A bipartisan decade and two presidents later, we made it to the moon. But consider one of the many promises from our current president. Is this more pie in the sky?
Within 25 years, our goal is to give 80% of Americans access to high-speed rail. This could allow you to go places in half the time it takes to travel by car. For some trips, it'll be faster than flying, without the pat-down.
Now, it may be early yet, but the ambitious Obama administration plans for modernized infrastructure feel like they're sputtering out in the overall inertia of our current government. Joining us now is Alex Goldmark, a reporter for our flagship station, WNYC's Transportation Nation team. Now, we've characterized Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
We've characterized there a sense of missed goals as far as the Obama administration is concerned, even given the fact that it's early yet for some of these ambitious goals. But you've actually done something very ambitious, and that is try to track the promises from the Obama administration, beginning with the inauguration, to the actual projects on the ground and to see sort of how well the Obama administration is doing. What have you found?
Well, I did it in the one sphere of transportation and infrastructure, and did it by looking at every word of every speech that he said last year to see how it changed over time, what he was giving his sort of that limited resource of his presidential speech time to. And he starts off with these lofty goals,
right.
not necessarily the spaceship, but he had high-speed rail.
Right.
He had a smart energy grid with electric vehicles and alternative power working together to make us less oil-dependent future. And at the end, he's pretty much begging for money to repair roads and bridges.
What does that say? Something about him or about the state of our government right now?
Well, so if you look at how his speeches change over time. So in the beginning, he's saying words like rails and trains a lot. And at the end, he's saying words like construction a lot more. And the word crumbling, too, shows up a lot. It shows that he got so battered with a political fight. He stuck his neck out on high-speed rail, which became a political football after governors in Florida and Wisconsin canceled their plans. And he just lost the funding fight in Congress, and he had to scale back what he was asking for.
And New Jersey turned down a federal grant for a big tunnel. Governor Chris Christie.
He did, for the access to the Regent's Core Tunnel, as they called it, to expand train transit across the Hudson River. And that's going to maybe have a different incarnation soon. They haven't quite given up the idea of a tunnel. But that particular plan, Governor Christie said, I don't want your federal money. It's going to hurt us to spend this much. And he turned it all around on the idea of building big as a bipartisan issue. And now it's political football with it.
Can you map these promises to places that either would be benefited or actually have been benefited?
Well, it depends on who you are and whether you say it will benefit or
not.
Right,
right, right.
So, for instance, in California, the state with the current largest high-speed rail plan in the works, that project, every time there's a new cost estimate, it keeps going up. And now it's at $100 billion. And it's not clear where all that money will come from. Some people who support it say that the state and the federal government would end up spending $140 billion to build new roads and airports if you don't build high-speed rail. The people who are against it say this is going to be a boondoggle that could cost us $200 billion by the end of it, and we don't know where the money is going to come from, and we're not sure who's going to ride it.
If you look at the United States as a map of various kinds of infrastructure projects, do you see an overall vision radiating from the White House, or do you see competing projects, competing constituencies, competing regions, highways versus rail, that sort of thing?
For sure, yeah. And so one really interesting factor that came out of this charts that we did. And on that transportationnation.org, you can actually chart what months he says rail more often than he says roads and highway. And at the beginning, he says rails more often. At the end, he's talking about roads and bridges. And the immediate reaction to his high-speed rail plans were claims that he's going to raid the highway trust fund, that he's going to take money out of cars and roads, and he's going to put it into this highfalutin tree-hugger thing of rails. And that has been the fault line of the transportation policy battle over the Obama administration.
Two things before we go. Can we fact-check at all that idea that there's a zero-sum game between the money that goes into highways and the money that goes into infrastructure? And tell people how they can go to transportationnation.org and see for themselves and maybe explore some of these issues themselves.
Sure. Well, most transportation experts would say it's not a zero-sum game, that we want an integrated multimodal infrastructure. We could have transit hubs that use cars, trains, planes, and trams and all kinds of things happily together. And you can go and explore a lot of that, like you said, at transportationnation.org, where we have an interactive chart. We have the data posted there, so if you want to look up any word of your own or anything in his speeches that you want to do, go ahead and make a chart. Use our data. Just send us a link to it, transportationnation.org.
Is the takeaway of this evolution that you described a couple of times away from big idea rail that we haven't built yet but we will to crumbling bridge, tunnel, things that we can see and we better fix now? Is that the difference between Americans, or is that the phenomenon of Americans will support something they can see and maybe not so much something they can't see?
Well, I think when you're feeling desperate, you want immediate returns. And so the argument for construction jobs to build and repair roads is a stronger one right now politically than the promise that our grandkids will be able to have better jobs because they can travel between cities faster and cheaper and cleaner.
But is it any more outlandish than we will go to the moon, not because it is easy, but because it is hard, what JFK said?
Well, getting from here to Philadelphia on a train for the lunch hour, that's less ambitious. That's a lot closer than the moon.
Sometimes it can be easier to go to the moon. Alex Goldmark, reporter for our flagship station, WNYC's Transportation Nation. Learn how to chart what he's done, the promises made by the White House, and then a sense of where the priorities are going from here on out. Alex Goldmark, thanks so much.
Thank you.